Tom Karkel in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast for today going to be mainly cloudy. We will have a high of about 46 degrees. In Kenosha right now, it's 39, 37 in Burlington, 38 Milwaukee. Racine is at 39 as well. Citing lower attendance figures and test data no better than other schools, Racine Unified Administration proposing to end the year-round program at Janes Elementary School after more than 20 years. The schedule at Janes differs from other schools with month-long breaks in April, August, and December. The Board of Education at last night's work session was told by Deputy Superintendent Eric Gallion that about 5 dozen students in the Janes attendance area go there out of 234 students this year. That compares to a total of 420 just 5 years ago. Also last night, an informational meeting at Janes for parents and teachers, based on a letter from the district that was sent home last Friday. The issue to likely spark just a few public comments at the next regular meeting of the school board. A proposed comprehensive study of Racine Unified now has Caledonia on board joining Sturtevant, but still waiting on Mount Pleasant. The information to help village trustees in each determine if a separate school district might not be a better idea. The only conversation surrounded Mount Pleasant's board, not including the needed $15,000 in its 2016 budget, but with Caledonia trustee Kevin Wongard noting they are still talking about it.
Their finance committee, they could have done it at budget time, but they elected not to. They sent it to their finance committee. I gave a talk before their meeting, and they decided it was basically just to approve their budget as it was, and sent it to their finance committee meeting. They approved that.
Trustee Jim Dobbs only concerned not only if Mount Pleasant would join in, which is about a third of the total $145,000 cost for that study to be done. The Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance would be involved. He voted, though, with the majority in the end. A proposed gas station, convenience store, restaurant, and car wash at the southeast corner of Green Bay Road and Spring Street has been advanced by the Mount Pleasant Plan Commission for further review with support for amending the land use plan and rezoning. Village Community Development Director Logan Martin said the site plan has been amended. The traffic study involved calls for changes impacting traffic off Sunny Slope, out of the Pick and Save across the street, right turns at Spring, and out of that site onto Spring Street.
Restrict westbound traffic on Sunnyside Avenue, so the intersection of Sunnyside and Highway 31, to a right turn only at Highway 31, essentially constructing a pork chop island, which would eliminate a left or south turning movement off of Sunnyside Drive.
Several dozen citizens attended last night's special meeting, and a number of them offered their comments.
I don't want to move. You know, every penny I got is into that house. You know, it's probably valued at 150, 60, 70. I got over 300 grand in there. Everything is brand new. I don't want to move.
As a taxpayer, I like to see a development that will increase the tax base of Mount Pleasant and not cause it to go down.
The full village board will consider the recommendations next week. Even if approved, the developers would still need additional approvals before any work can begin. In Kenosha last night, the city council approved the rezoning necessary to allow the Shalom Center to move its homeless site, its homeless facility, and related services into space in a new building on 39th Avenue across from the Transit Center. Executive Director Lynn Bees says the opening of this new facility would mean an end to the INS program. That's a rotating system of churches housing the homeless in the winter months, which has been operating for 24 years.
We believe that this is an opportunity for us to bring Shalom Center under one roof and have a facility in which we can properly offer transitional facility for those who are temporarily homeless.
She said that if fundraising falls short, they have looked at the possibility of moving into the building in stages. The vote to approve the rezoning by the council was unanimous. And the city of Racine has applied for a 50% matching grant from the urban green space of the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Program, that to assist in the purchase of 5.5 acres of land for a component of the RootWorks project. It will go toward developing a public outdoor recreation space in that former industrial zone known as Machinery Row. The bells tolled across the nation Monday to honor those lost during the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor 74 years ago. In Kenosha, there was a ceremony held at Navy Park at the harbor at the lakefront to honor those from Kenosha who were serving in Hawaii at the time. Navy Club Ship 40 Commander Steve Tindall outlining the terrible toll that was taken that day.
All 8 U.S. Navy battleships were damaged, 4 of them sunk.
Meanwhile, the names of the Kenosha area residents who died during the attack were read during that ceremony. Similar events were taking place all across the area and around Wisconsin, including the state capitol in Madison. An attempted homicide charge has been filed against 50-year-old Racine resident Lewis Campbells for allegedly cutting his girlfriend's throat last Friday morning. Victim showed up at the emergency room of Wheaton Franciscan All Saints with a severe laceration. Charging documents as Campbells told officers that he and the victim had returned home after the Packers game, found an intruder in their home, and they scuffled, but his girlfriend was injured. The woman told a different story, Campbells coming up behind her, cutting her throat after the two had smoked crack cocaine. She suffered a 6-inch laceration to the throat that barely missed a main artery, according to reports. Bond for Campbells, $75,000. He's back in court later this month. Caledonia's police department had some glaring needs when Officer Toby Shy took over as chief 5 years ago, that after 20 years on the force. And it still has some big concerns going forward as he retires. Addressing the village board last night, Shy said it's a 24/7 job being a cop, and the village needs a full complement of officers to do that work, noting 7 were hired this year and 5 more have to be hired in 2016.
This is going to cause a significant reduction in experience and training. Many people would call this a brain drain. Supervisory staff will have a greater responsibility to ensure calls for service are handled properly and in a timely manner. Police support staff will need more of a critical eye when processing documents and other paperwork. There will be growing pains throughout the next year or two. It normally takes a police officer about 2 years to gain enough training and experience to handle most calls for service without significant supervision.
Chief Shy said that a glaring need is one large storage location for evidence instead of the current piecemeal setup, as well as an indoor processing location. He's taking vacation time until his official final day, December 17th. Captain Dan Warren is the interim chief until the Police and Fire Commission comes up with a replacement next year. WRJN.com is your source for our local news. Our newscasts are there in podcast form. Whatever you want, just go to the local news section. Also, at WRJN News gets you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.